decorating for Christmas a little bit today, put up the kids' stockings with a few of the Christmas cards I received. I also received one from Joe Halo and Frankie. Her husband's now a supervisor, so he seems to be doing real well. I got one from Peggy and Carrie, which is the picture of their two boys. They're getting so much bigger. And my mom and my sister. So, I hung those up, and I've got a few little doodads hanging around the house. Hi, Daddy. I sure wish you could be here. This is going to be nothing but a crummy Christmas. I'm not looking one bit forward to it. All I have is my pictures, which I wouldn't give anything for. And, of course, your tapes. But, Daddy, it's not like having you here. I can't stand it. I at least have the children. I have Christmas with me, and you're all alone over there, Daddy. I'm so sorry about that. We will tape their voices and tell you exactly what we do and how we get along on Christmas Day for you to hear. And you let me know if you do get home earlier in January. Irma's real anxious to have some kind of a get-together so you can see all the people here while you're here all at one time. That way you won't have to spend your time going from place to place, because not only your relatives want to see you, but your friends want to see you, but nobody's going to see you till after I have seen you, Daddy. I have made up my mind to that. These pictures are, you can't imagine how they make me feel, Daddy. I am so lonely for you, I can't stand it. I'm so proud. I don't know what to say. I was just stupid all day, just plain stupid. I'm so proud of you and so happy. You look so much better in your pictures than when you left, Daddy. You've lost your double chin and you've lost your paunch, and you just look good. And if I have to, I'm going to starve you so you stay that way.
I just heard on TV, Daddy, where two more Americans were killed in Vietnam by a bomb planted outside their barracks. This was supposed to be 10 miles from Saigon. I wonder if this was where you are, and if these were your barracks. It seems a dirty damn shame you can't even walk out of your building without being in trouble. Oh, Daddy, the more I think of you getting wounded, I'm so sorry I couldn't have been there, Daddy, to help you or to do something. I'm so completely helpless sitting back here, doing nothing but listening to this stuff and reading about it and hearing about it. Just turns your stomach and there's nothing you can do about it. Oh, well, it's late at night, Daddy, and I'm thinking of you as usual. You know what they say, last thing on your mind at night, first thing in the morning, that's you, Daddy. But the kitties are tucked away, everything's quiet. I haven't got any news, Daddy, I haven't done anything. Tomorrow I'm taking the car in and Sandy and I are going shopping. I have everything done practically. Zona did get one more bike. She got one for Sean. I saw it. Albina has it hidden in her basement. It's a beautiful thing with handbrakes. My gosh. She said she got a real good price on it, but wasn't sure exactly what Zona paid, so I'm not sure what that one's going to cost me, but it sure is a nice looking bike. I'm afraid you're going to want to take it over when you get back, Daddy. Oh, and you're so impressed with this long, black-haired, long fingernail beauty there that comes in to see you for a couple hours. So I think what I'll do is meet you with my long